Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And today we're going to be discussing 5 ways on how to make money as a chess player. Let's get started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first way you can make money as a chess player is by coaching. Now, there's this misconception out there that you have to be a really strong chess player or you have to be almost a grandmaster to teach somebody on how to play chess. That is not true at all. That's not true at all. All you have to do is know the basics. Basically, how the pieces move, what is check, what is checkmate, what is castling, and there's a lot more other stuff. But after you learn those beginning stages of chess, you can teach people on how to play chess. You can teach your auntie, your uncle, your cousins, some friends down the street. You can just put it out there. I know how to play chess. I charge $15 an hour, and you can get a quick buck. Now, you don't always have to do it on your own or by yourself, but you can actually work for a chess club and then you can teach chess through the chess club. You can go to different schools. You can assist a stronger chess player, things of that nature. There's a lot of ways to coach nowadays more than ever. And you can do it online too. You can coach people on how to play chess online. Just look it up on Indeed.com and you're gonna see all these job applications on teaching chess. If you do not wanna work for anybody else, and you want to just teach chess by yourself with your own little business, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need a chess set. If you want to teach multiple kids, you're going to need a demonstration board. Or if you want to teach multiple people at like a community center, you're going to need a demonstration board. All right. And those are two things somewhat you can start off with on your teaching career. The second way on how to make money as a chess player is going to tournaments. Now, going to tournaments is not going to be consistent money and it's going to be a hard life. I'm not going to lie. There's going to be weeks and months that you're not going to get any money. But if you try hard enough, you can make a decent side income. All right. And I said side income, not main income. The main income is for like the grandmasters, the top 10 players. All right. I wouldn't depend on that. But if you want a decent side income or like a surprise 100 or 200, then hey, go to a tournament. Train your hardest. Now, for these tournaments, you're going to have to do first, sign up for a USCF membership, and that is in the US. And international tournaments, you have to sign up for the FIDE membership. Before you go to a tournament, these are the things that you're going to need. You're going to need a chess set, a chess clock. And then even before that, when you're training, you're going to need chess books to keep on studying because you don't just play chess and learn. You have to actually study openings, certain positions, strategic elements, tactics, and etc. Now, if you want to get some more training in, instead of going to tournaments, you can go on chess.com or leechess.org. Those are free platforms on the internet that you can play people for free so that you can maybe potentially get some prize money. All right, there is going to be links in the description to all the things that you need down below, or check my link tree for those same links. The third way you can make money as a chess player is just simply writing a book and selling it. Now, you can write a book on chess openings, tactics. You can write these puzzle books. You can write a book about chess history. You can write a children's chess book. There are many books that you can write and get royalties from that book if you sell it on like the right platforms, Amazon, etc. You can make these ebooks, sell them, and get a profit. All right. Obviously, you're going to need more information in these aspects. So if you want me to go more in depth in these subjects, just let me know in the comments. The fourth way to make money as a chess player is by streaming. There is chess players that stream 8 hours a day, either on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or TikTok. They stream every single day to make their money, either by ads or by memberships or subscriptions, etc. Whatever formula that each platform has. Now, there is a lot of competition in streaming, and yes, you're not gonna get a lot of money from streaming in the beginning, but if you stick with it and if you make your streams a little bit better each and every day, you could get some decent money if you try hard enough. And all the things that you need when you're streaming, you need a good camera, a good mic, a good computer. You need a good lighting setup, a good background. There's a lot of stuff that you need to actually compete with other streamers. So all those things is going to be in the description down below or in the link tree. Now, the fifth way you can get paid as a chess player is by sponsorships. You can get paid by your videos that you do either on YouTube, and it kind of coincides with the streaming part because you can get paid in sponsorships on top of what you're streaming about. Now, there is a kind of weird way on how to get paid by sponsorships too, and this is mainly for players who go to tournaments and people commentate on the tournaments and etc. But you might see players wearing certain clothes that have their that have weird brand names. Well, they're getting paid to have that brand name on their clothes. The sponsor is paying those players to wear those type of clothes. Now, it's not only during tournaments, but then sponsorships can participate in advertisements for those tournaments too. And yeah, you can get paid in that way. The last bonus way that I want to talk about on making money is by doing simultaneous exhibitions. What is that? Well, this is for all my stronger players, but you can charge people a fee for playing multiple people at the same time. It could be either at a chess club or at a community center, etc. You can charge them for your presence of being there. And that is all that I have for today. Make sure that you keep on fighting till the end, focusing on chess and in real life too. Okay? See you soon. Go to my next videos. Why are you not subscribed yet? Do these simple tasks.